year, Kappa Radio's Teddy Smooth was voted third best late night radio DJ in the Georgia Straits Best of Vancouver edition. E-Rock was nowhere to be mentioned.
This year, there are two guys that are hilarious. Two guys that are funny, witty, hysterical, uproarious, gay, comical, dashing, handsome.
Hey, wait, did you say gay?
Some would say, and some have said, that they're the next big thing. And recently, they were voted third best late night radio DJs for the second consecutive year in a row.
Technically, it was four.
And hell, they even mentioned E-Rock this time.
Yo, yo, yo.
Congratulations, Teddy and E-Rock. You're still third best.
So to you, the listener, if you're still looking for first or even second-rate entertainment, you're still in the wrong place. But if you're still looking for third-rate entertainment, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. CITR 101.9 FM, Teddy Smooth and E-Rock present Kappa Radio!
I have two words for you. Pussy avalanche.
Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Kappa Radio with Teddy Smooth! Tonight, Kappa Radio croons its way into all of your hearts as Teddy Smooth and E-Rock welcome live in studio, sexing up some Sinatra, Rick Valiant, elevating you with some Elvis, Ellie Williams, Eli Williams, my apologies. Blowing your minds with Buble, Alan Michaels. As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Stoned Carberry, and now here's Teddy!
Woohoo! That was great. Eli brought his little sister Ellie with him.
It's because you're a dog. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
And the way I wrote it, I've never written Eli, so oh, yeah. I wrote it wrong.
Thank you so much.
My apologies. Eli.
Thank you so much.
Eli Williams.
Welcome to Kappa Radio, everybody.
Thank you.
I meant everybody out there in radio land.
Right.
Welcome to another edition of Kappa Radio tonight. As E-Rock mentioned, it's a little bit of a crooner. Two crooners and a king.
Two crooners and a king.
We got Frank Sinatra. We have Michael Bublé and Elvis Presley coming through. Mm. Sing us a few tunes live.
Thank you very much.
Live here on CITR 101.9 FM. Of course, they're all part of Songs of Sinatra, a tribute by Rick Valiant, getting underway at the Rio Theater Friday, November 5th. This Friday, November 5th, you can get your tickets at brownpapertickets.com for that. That's coming up in just a little bit. Yes?
Sorry, I'm still just laughing about what I've done at the beginning.
Oh, well, that's over.
I know. That's all.
It's just great. I like that you find humor in your work. It's good. It's important.
It keeps me laughing.
It's important. It's very important.
We can't laugh at ourselves. Who can we laugh at?
We thought perhaps we'd be having a commercial-free edition of Kappa Radio tonight, but we ended up fixing the computer. So don't worry.
Issues.
You have your ads tonight here in
if you were
Kappa Radio.
Thinking you were gonna miss Suburban Jungle. Don't worry.
It's here. I was going to do a live version. I was just going to go whoa, 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 for about 20 minutes and then say Suburban Jungle. You know, we have some crooners on the show tonight. And some people may know this from listening in way back in the day. Some people might not know if you're just listening for the first time. Or you may have forgotten. But there's a story of when I was young, when I first began to travel. That I actually went over to Japan. I went over to Japan, and I actually sang in sort of a lounge show myself. The owner of the hotel over in Japan was sort of a B-grade lounge singer. Mm-hmm. He would wear all pink and purple and white, flashy all-white suits. He had his hair perfectly coiffed, almost elvish-ish, but not quite as cool. Didn't have the sideburns. And well, his big song was Arigato, which means thank you. And he used to really just use the mic and be like, Arigato, omae. And just work the crowd. And our crowd was of average age, I'd say about 60 to 75. So it was a small hotel up in the mountains that specialized in sort of healing of the spring waters that were up there. It was a bathhouse. So I actually got to sing in the nightly show. I learned a Japanese song, and it was an old-time Japanese song, so I kind of felt a little bit like a loungy singer, like a crooner a bit. And at first, I would just use like the yukatas, the sort of traditional. I had little sandals on and a brown yukata that I would wear around.
But nobody wanted to see that.
But then I went into the costume room and found some of his old, the hotel owner's, the singer, the lounge singer, his, some of his old suits.
Nice.
So one night pink, I surprised him and wore an all pink suit, which was awesome. I wish I had stolen it. And it had a purple shirt underneath, a bright, like shiny.
He's listening
suit.
Right now. Send it over.
I don't think he's listening, although one of the hotel managers just Facebook friend me of all weird things.
So maybe they are listening.
Maybe they are. Maybe over in Japan they are listening. So I thought I actually have a recording of my song.
Oh, goody.
Recorded when I was 18 years old in Manza Onsen Hotel in the Gunma-ken Prefecture.
I can't wait.
And that's what we're going to start our show off with tonight.
Awesome.
When we return, we have Rick Valiant.
Ricky.
We have Alan Michaels. And we have
Ellie Williams. Eli Williams.
A.K.A.
See,
Frank
Eli,
Sinatra,
you've
Michael
gotten
Bloomberg.
Your name announced a lot now.
Yes, so it's all worked in his favor.
It's working out here.
They're going to come up just around the corner. We also have upcoming events where we'll be talking to one of the members of Warless. There's an art show coming up. We're going to talk to him a bit later. And then we're just going to hang out, have fun, and listen to these guys sing away. So that's all when we come back. Right
not
here
unusual.
On Cab Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. But for now, enjoy my song from Japan called Otomi-san.
Kakatagami no sadame. Kutsuwa yosoze otomi-san. Semete konnya wa Sashitsi satsuretsu Nonde akasoyo otomi-san Esa o chawon sake Aiba natsukashi kataru mo yume sa Dare ga hikirara akirarasu Tutsuti guri kika otomi-san Inoji migi kaku watori okiyo wa Eme mo turaise otomi-san Esa o giguku ame
Hai, domo, thank you very much.
Domo, arigatou gozaimashita.
Ah, it's for you desu ne. Ah, ohana, domo, ah, sumimasen.
Life is hard. The world is cold. You're always too young and then too old. But we've changed all that. Escape from life at the new Waves on Howl concert series, where you're never too young or too old to rock out with Vancouver's most amazing bands each Friday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight. Sponsored by Covenant House. Come enjoy the show and donate to Covenant House's Street Youth Services Program. Join the Waves on Howl Facebook group for all the info. Waves on Howl is not responsible for smiling, laughing, singing, dancing, or sudden outbursts of complete happiness that may be caused by the Waves on Howl concert series.
Why did life begin?
I was five and he was six. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Now he's gone, I don't know why. And till this day, sometimes I cry. Didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
Wants a barbecue, Sam wants to boil ham, Grace votes for bouillabaisse stew. Jake wants a weenie baked steak and a layer cake, he'll get a tummy ache too. We'll rent a tent or teepee, let the town crier cry. And if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell him I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, You better save a chair when the party's getting the glow on. Singing fills the air in the shank of the night. When the doings are right, you can tell 'em I'll be there. The bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen, soon. Sure said the dinosaur. Where said the grizzly bear? Under the light of the moon. How about you, brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. You coming to the fracas? Over his specs he sighed. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell him I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, slick him on my hair. When the party's getting the glow on, singing fills the air. If I ain't in the clink and there's something to drink, you can tell him I'll be there. If I can find the right sock by 11 o'clock, you can tell him I'll be there. If you need a new face or a tenor or bass, you can tell him I'll be there. If I can climb out of bed, put a hat on my head, you can tell him I'll be there.
Got to guess the timing of the music.
Dean Martin here on CITR 101.9 FM. Back here live in studio. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name is Teddy Smooth. Way back there is Erica Rock.
Yeah, sorry, it's all of us and our sisters.
I was getting you back for Ellie over there.
Ellie Williams' brother.
Erica Rock is back in the back there. We are joined live in studio by some of the members of Songs of Sinatra, a tribute to Rick Valiant, this Friday. It's a show this Friday at the Rio Theater. We are joined by Rick Valiant and Eli Williams and Alan Michaels, a.k.a. Frank Sinatra, Elvis, and Michael Bublé. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you very much for
thanks
having
for having us.
Again.
Now, Rick, tell us, since this is a tribute by Rick Valiant, what is Songs of Sinatra? Obviously, we have Elvis and Bublé here, so there must be more than just Sinatra.
Well, back in the 60s, Mr. Sinatra had a variety show going on for a few years, and he did all of his good singing, and he brought his guests on, and I know he had Elvis there in 68, I believe, when Elvis
60.
Came. 60? 60? Was it 60? 60,
yeah.
Okay, 60 then. He had Elvis when he came back from his stint in the war. And he just had a variety of different artists back then.
So it was, he did sort of a variety show
just a variety
and brought some
show,
of his buddies and some other singers. And
yeah.
They wouldn't do like full sets? Would it be one of those variety?
No.
Would he host and then sort of segue through?
Exactly.
So you're sort of trying to recreate some of that magic from.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So you're going to be hosting.
Basically,
and then
hosting
sort of
it.
Running it through?
Yeah. And then I'll be doing. I start off the show and then I bring the guests on and they do their. There's sets, and then we finish it off with Sinatra at the end of it, and our MC will be there at the Rio on Friday night, and so, that's leading to different things for us. And our goal was to get into the casinos, and the following week on November 14th, we're out at Cascades in Langley, so that's a big plus for us. And
in a casino, just
in
like
a casino,
just like Vegas, baby,
just like Vegas, yeah. That's where it all happens for those guys. And although, as you were mentioned earlier, that they all came up to Canada quite a bit. You know, Sinatra played up here, Elvis played up here. Well, Bublé's played up here.
Oh, Bublé's a native.
Yeah, Bublé's from around here. So yeah, because back in the day, the Maine and Hastings area used to be sort of the hub of entertainment for a lot of those guys, which unfortunately is now
the hub of something else.
Something else, exactly. The hub of something else.
Yeah.
Now, Rick, talk about, you've been on the show a couple times, although I've never had a chance to interview you, I don't think. You obviously are doing the Sinatra bit. What brought you to Sinatra and singing his songs?
It was just, I had a change, a style of life a few years ago, and I had to make some changes for my life, and I just got into singing, and Sinatra, I'd heard Sinatra, I'm from that era, grew up in the late 50s and 60s, and when Sinatra was around, and I know my parents listened to him, his music, and, he made that resurgence back in the 70s and the 80s, and it was just an easy genre to pick up for me. Didn't have to do a lot of dancing around the stage like Elvis does, I can move around a little bit, and it's basically learning, telling stories, and that's what Sinatra's songs are all about, so it was pretty easy to pick up for me, and...
Now, had you not sung at all?
No,
So it was sort of only
In the shower.
In the shower.
In the shower, yeah. In the shower. Grade four, grade four choir, back in those days, but it was just something that I always dreamed about doing, and it took a few drastic changes in my life to get me into another form of entertainment.
Now, did you just start singing, or did someone hear you sing at some sort of show, and then sort of spur you on, or what was that moment where it really became real?
What spurred me on was I had Filipino nannies for quite a few years, and they liked to party, and they liked to sing their karaoke songs, and they'd always make me get up and sing a song, and the only song that I could ever sing was My Way. So I sang My Way for about 2 or 3 years, on the odd parties. And then I just decided one day I'm going to go and try it out. And I went into a recording studio, recorded a bunch of songs. And people said, well, how long have you been doing this for? And I said, well, I just started. So, well, you've got something here. So it just went from there, and I just started practicing a little bit more and started recording a few more songs and hit all the karaoke bars around town and...
You should change that story a bit to the Filipino ladies walked in to the bathroom while you were showering.
But I was in the shower. There you go. And cleaning. Yeah, there you go.
That's a whole other nanny story.
We're not going to that one. No, we'll leave those ones alone.
That's when the porn music comes in. And
No, they were always good to me, and they helped me along and got me up there singing, got me out of my shell, and that's started about 3 years ago, and it's just been going great ever since. So I'm just continuing on, and this was one of my goals, is to put this troupe together and get the Sinatra whole thing going, the variety show, and I met Eli a couple of years ago, and Alan a few months back, and Buddy Holly that's going to be out there on Friday night as well.
Yes, there's a fourth.
There's a fourth.
Buddy Holly.
Yeah, Buddy Holly's coming out as well, so he'll be out on... He's a DJ as well, so he's doing his karaoke thing tonight.
Oh, sweet.
At Mosquito Creek, but he'll be out there, and I've done a few corporate shows with him and as well as Eli over the years, and we just keep getting better at it, and people are enjoying our music, and they like the Sinatra stuff, they like the Elvis, well, we know they like the Buble stuff, and Buddy Holly, it wasn't around for a long time, but there's a lot of people that enjoy that music as well.
Now, talking about some of the gigs you've had over the last 3 years, you actually, last time you were singing on the show, we had another band on, part
Rohan.
Of that E-Rock talent showcase, and you ended up singing at Bryce's wedding.
That's right. I did their wedding back in August, and then through Talent Time, our good friend Paul Anthony over at Talent Time, I'm going to be doing Steve Bay's Hot Hot Heat wedding in December.
Wow.
So it's been
in the store the other day.
Yeah, so it's just this whole group that I've been hanging around with the last couple of years, and you guys have been helping me out quite a bit, and I appreciate it. And I just came back from New York. I was down in New York, and I did the Frank Sinatra Idol competition back in June in Hoboken, New Jersey, and so that was a lot of fun, and it was just... great to be down there. So
the continuing journey of
the continuing journey of Sinatra song. So
why don't we get into a song, and then we'll come back, we'll talk with some of the other guys as well, but let's hear a song.
All right, let's start off with one might be starting the show off on Friday night with, so let's start it off here tonight as well.
Okay, and we're going with track
My one,
right?
Kind of Town.
All right, here we go. What are you doing? 1 second. Technical difficulties.
We had a few technical difficulties when we first came in here.
All the computers were down.
We just had to adjust our technicals.
It was very random as to why, until I pushed a button on the power bar and everything came back on. So, I don't know who it was before us, but I think it's kind of brought down the system slightly.
Oh, we'll get it back up and running.
I've always had a little agreement going with my equipment back home. It just does what I tell it, and I don't have to put my fist through it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it does tend to test its limits with me sometimes.
I bet we could probably put it onto the computer here and get her going, too, though. Maybe?
This is good radio.
All right, well, why don't we see who else is here with Rick while we get
there
that figured out.
E-Rock's going to take it over while I do technical difficulties.
I was sitting in the back, so it was a little harder to me. For me to get to a microphone, but beside Rick, Rick, you're going to introduce them at the show, I'm assuming.
Yes.
So maybe you can give a quick introduction. Who's to your right?
Well, actually, I've got Eli Williams over here with me, our Elvis tribute artist. We're actually going to have our MC will be doing all the introductions, Mark Roberts, who's works with CKNW Radio right now. So he's going to be out there on Friday night as well and doing the introduction and a little bit of intro on everyone. But Eli and I have been kicking around, so Eli, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Who is Eli Williams?
Who am I?
Not Ellie.
Not Ellie, my little sister.
Older brother,
that's right, yeah. No, I've been doing the Elvis thing for 3 years now, and when I started, I was a little bitty boy with little bitty sideburns and a dream.
They're not little bitty anymore.
No, they've
in the studio here.
Puberty hit me pretty hard over the head there.
I'm waiting
so.
For that still, which I hear is great.
it makes interesting times, yeah. Anyways.
So, did you get started here in Vancouver?
Yeah, actually, it started when I was in high school. I started slicking my hair back and the whole bit, and. When I graduated high school, I found a guy on Facebook who teaches Elvis school.
Oh, neat.
Out in the Surrey area, so I got in touch with him, and I've been doing a lot of shows with him over the years. He taught me how to sing and all that sort of thing, and it's been a pretty big influence on me doing this. And
right.
Through him, I've been going to contests and stuff like that.
So you get around town quite a bit. There's a lot of performances that...
Yeah, all throughout kind of like the Tri-City area, kind of the GVRD, and some stuff out into the valley.
Now, has it always been kind of Elvis that you've been drawn to? Has there ever been any other sort of singers that you would maybe get into? Or
I'm like big into singing, period. Yeah. Elvis, because he's Elvis, because he's cool, and every man wants to be him, every woman wants to be with him, sort of thing.
Yeah. They say that about me sometimes.
I'm sure.
Not
they
often.
I'm sure, not often.
That's not true.
Real fair.
That's a straight, outright lie. What about this? I just want to go back to the school. What's the school? What is an Elvis school? What do they teach you?
Yeah, it's called Elvis 101. He basically teaches groundwork up. Like, before I met him, I couldn't sing to save my life. I couldn't move, do anything like that. And he basically takes an Elvis song, breaks it down, and says, okay, well, first you need vocals. So it teaches you. And it's more than just being a good singer. It's being...
Well, like, there's probably
Elvis.
Choreographed moves and things.
Oh, yeah, no,
with
like...
the guitar and your hips, obviously.
Yeah. Like, almost everything I do on stage has been, like, carefully planned out over the last, like I said, 3 years that I've been doing this. And
would you say, like, certain songs, the whole way through the song is kind of a choreographed dance almost on stage with some of what you're doing? Maybe just a minute or a minute and a half?
Oh, yeah, well, by and large, most of it, I have to... When I first learned them, I had to consciously think, and okay, I even got to the point where I was writing everything down.
Yeah.
But now I've been doing this for a while, so it's natural flow. Like, if anyone saw me in 2007, they're like, oh, he's thinking about what he's got to do next and all
right.
That.
And we've got we are doing well here. We're going to quickly just, I know we haven't talked to who's beside Eli right now, should we come right back to this? Not that we don't want to talk to Alan.
I'm a very patient guy, don't worry.
We just know we had these difficulties. It seems like it's figured out now.
I think we have it here.
Okay.
We're having technical difficulties at CITR, but I think we have it sorted. So, once again, Rick, what are we hearing?
We're going to start off with My Kind of Town.
All right, here's My Kind of Town by Rick Valiant.
Now this could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. So may I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss, this is my kind of town. Vancouver is my kind of town. Vancouver is my kind of people too. People who smile at you, and each time I roam, Vancouver is calling me home. Vancouver is why I just grin like a clown. It's my kind of town. Come on, Teddy, bring it up. My kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of razzmatazz, and it has all that jazz. And each time I leave, Vancouver is tugging my sleeve. Vancouver is Cabaradio. Vancouver is the Rio on Broadway. Vancouver is one town that won't let you down. It's my kind of town.
Rick Valiant here, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. This is Tuesday night right here. How's it going over there, E-Rock? You're fiddling with things. You finding more things to fix?
Yeah, working on this whole technical side of things here in the studio.
Now, we chatted with Rick Valiant. We had a little chat with Eli as well. He's going to be doing an Elvis song just a little bit. And our third guest in studio, Alan Michaels, who does some buble. Tell us a little bit about how you got started doing Michael Bublé.
Well, actually, I only just got into the whole Michael Bublé scene, I'd say roughly a little less than a year ago. All I can tell you is I've been singing about as far back as I can remember, probably even then some, from what I've been told by my parents. Did a lot of musical theater throughout most of my life, and that's kind of where I sort of developed, because I noticed that theater and jazz kind of have a similar kind of feel to them, and my dad listened to a lot of Frank Sinatra, which he kind of got me tuned into as I grew up. And just randomly, just for fun, be singing around, kind of like what Rick said as well, going to karaoke bars and just, you know, having fun. And it's through that and doing theater that I sort of developed a bit of a stage presence through that, because anybody who would remember me from high school, I was incredibly shy and actually I'd usually freeze if I was in front of a crowd. And just by chance, people kept saying, you know, you do really good singing a lot of Michael Bublé, because I was doing, just for fun, a lot of Sinatra, Engelbert, and Nat King Cole.
Engelbert Humperdinck?
Yeah, nice. Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, I love that guy.
I know, I know. And I just kind of started, just for the heck of it, I just decided to give a couple of his songs a try. And a lot of those were actually through the... a lot of things that really brought it down was I was doing, just like I said, karaoke for fun in a lot of places where the same gentleman who actually got Eli tuned into Elvis was doing a lot of his shows. And it was through that I actually met Eli, because he was doing a couple of the Ultimate Elvis shows. And I ended up winning a competition that that gentleman was putting on. And the rest kind of worked itself from there. I just kind of started throwing the Bublé persona together there.
What was it about Bublé that you liked? Just the style and sort of the same thing as Rick said, sort of the ease and the grace? You didn't have to do too many dance moves?
It was kind of that. I mean, basically, Bublé incorporates actually a lot of Sinatra and a bit of Elvis into his performances. He's got some moves in there, and then he... takes a lot of Frank Sinatra's authenticity from his kind of performance and then puts his own kind of style and flair into it. And that was what I actually wound up kind of incorporating into my own kind of style of singing. And then after winning the contest, I opened for one of their Ultimate Elvis shows doing my Bublé persona. And that was where Rick kind of discovered me, and the rest kind of started rating itself from there, you could say.
Now, for all of you guys, Rick, before the show, you're mentioning maybe a difference between sort of impersonators or tribute artists. What's the difference for some of that?
Well, for me, you know, no one can impersonate Frank Sinatra, so we just sing his style. I sing his style. I sing his songs. They're just this great song. So, you know, I'm trying to, my stage presence, I watch a lot of his videos, and go on YouTube, and you can see all the stuff that he did from the back in those days, and the videos are just popping up all over the place. So it, like Alan was saying, you put on his style, you know, you do his moves on stage, but I mean you can't impersonate his voice, but at least we stay in the same style that he sings in, and it just you know, people want to hear that style of Sinatra. They want to hear, you know, how he was up there and how he carried his notes and, you know, how he finished everything off and how he spoke very clearly when he sang. You know, that's what we were talking about this earlier. Listen to some of the people today who are singing and you can't understand what they're saying. There's just noise. Whereas Sinatra, every song that he sings, you hear every word.
He had great control.
Yeah, and that's what I like about it, is that you're sitting up there and you're singing and telling a story, and so for me, it was easy to do. Not easy, but, you know, it's easier, I guess, than singing rock and roll and yelling and screaming.
Now, what about for you, Eli, for the whole Elvis thing now? Going to school and stuff, obviously they teach you... Now, do they teach you the early Elvis or the later Elvis?
Well...
Because there's a little bit of a difference.
Oh, it's huge. When I originally kind of started out doing it, I wanted to be early 19-year-old Sun Records Elvis, and... that's what I wanted to do. But when I kind of started training and started, you know, doing the classes, so to speak, I kind of fell into doing the early Vegas Elvis, because it was just more of a natural fit type thing. And, I mean, it's done really well for me. I've, you know, done competitions. They have the Penticton Elvis Festival every year that I go to, and I've done very well there. And now I'm just starting to go into the States and do stuff down there.
Now, are there are a whole range of Elvises that you've seen? Are there people that do the whole early stuff, and then people that maybe take a turn of the more of the comical, maybe for when he was a bit heavier and, you know?
Yeah, and that's one of the tough things that you, like, I call myself an Elvis tribute artist, and it's, a lot of times it's tough being a legitimate one, because as soon as you say Elvis impersonator, people get the image in their head of the fat guy coming out and the...
eating a bologna sandwich and...
yeah, and it's
popping pills and stuff like that.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's kind of tough to get away from that kind of stigma of, you know, doing this kind of thing. And when I do it, you know, I don't go up and talk everything, you know, in a southern language and, oh, thank you very much, you know. Not everything like that. And some guys do, and that's their thing. I'm not slinging mud on anybody or what anybody does, but I just like going out.
You're Eli Williams.
Yeah. I don't.
Presenting Elvis songs.
Yeah, I don't come on stage and say I'm Elvis Presley. And,
oh, okay.
You know, nobody should do that at all, right?
All right, well, let's hear you do your thing. Right. We're going to pay a little bit of bills here at CITR, and we're going to come back and we're going to hear you do your thing. So perfect. We'll be right back with Eli Williams doing some Elvis right after this on CITR 101.9 FM.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Live back here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth tonight. We have a couple tribute artists, not a couple, a trio. Rick Valiant and his friends are here doing promoting their show at the Rio Theater, which is going to be this Friday, November 5th. Rio Theater, you can get your tickets at brownpapertickets.com. There's going to be Michael Bublé, Buddy Holly, Frank Sinatra, and live right now here in studio is Eli Williams singing Elvis. What are you going to be singing for us?
I think we're going to go back to a Chuck Berry number called Johnny Be Good.
All right, let's get into it. Just gonna...
Across the New Orleans, back up in the woods among the evergreens. Son of law, have a man of earth and wood. Little country boy named Johnny B. Good. Never had a liver in her eyes so well. He can play the guitar like a ring in a bell. Go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Johnny B. Good. His mama told him one day he would be a man. He would be the leader of a big old band. Many people coming from miles around. Lord, to hear him play his music when the sun went down. Maybe someday his name would be his last hit. Johnny, be good tonight. Go, 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 go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, so go. Johnny, be good. Many people coming from miles around. Hear him play his music when the sun went down. Maybe someday his name will be in the last hit. Johnny, be good tonight. Go, 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 go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, 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 go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Johnny, be good.
Oh, yes. One of my favorite movies from, or scenes from a movie, Michael J. Fox doing that in Back to the Future. That is Eli Williams presenting some Elvis, Johnny B. Good, Chuck Berry's song right here on Cab Radio CITR 101.9 FM. We will be back right after this.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Back here live in studio, CITR 101.9 FM. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We are joined live in studio by Rick Valiant, Alan Michaels, and Eli Williams, although he's not here right at the moment. My name's Teddy Smooth. E-Rock is right there.
Yo!
We are, as I dubbed it on Cab Radio's letter today on Facebook, two crooners and a king. We have... Rick Valiant bringing you Elvis, or Rick Valiant bringing you Frank Sinatra. Eli Williams bringing you Elvis, and we have Alan Michaels bringing you Michael Bublé. We talked a little bit earlier, Alan, about what brought you to Bublé. Now, do you other people's songs as well, or are you starting to stick with Bublé?
Primarily, I do Bublé now. Like I said before, I did kind of a mixture of Sinatra, Little Nat King Cole, and our man Engelbert Humperdinck as well. It was kind of a style that somebody suggested I try, and I just kind of got stuck to it ever since. And then hearing Michael Bublé sing in that similar style, it just kind of I guess it just kind of got to me.
Just sort of fit your style.
It sort of fit my style a little bit better, and then I wouldn't have people laughing at what artists I'd be. Because, yeah, as soon as I'd mention who I'd start to be singing, of course, people would start making fun of Engelbert right away.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Exactly.
I remember watching those commercials. Humperdinck.
Okay.
Oh, it's so great. Now, before we get to your song, Rick, we wanted to talk about getting tickets to this show this Friday at the Rio Theater, and you also had a special deal for Cab Radio listeners.
Yeah, Cab Radio listeners tonight. The tickets will be, you can get them online through my website, rickvaliant.com. You can get them on brownpapertickets.com or the riotheater.ca. And for the Cab Radio listeners tonight, I'm going to do a special promotion. The tickets are $15 at the door. And tonight, if anyone from Cabo Radio is listening, if you want to email me, get it on the Cabo Radio VIP list. When you pick up your tickets at the door, they'll only be $10. So I know we're a lot of students out here tonight, and we'd like to bring as many people out as we can. We're going to have a great show, so come on down. It's the doors open at 7:15. The box office will be open at that time as well, and it's going to be a great night. So $10 at the door for Cabo Radio audience tonight. So get your name on the VIP list. Your name will have to be on the list, so you can email me, rickvaliant@hotmail.com, or go to my website, rickvaliant.com.
And Valiant is spelled V-A-L-I-A-N-T.
That's right.
E-Rock and Teddy just got their tickets.
Oh, yeah, we just got tickets to the host tonight, so.
And in case you don't know where the Rio Theater is, it's really easy to get to, too. It's right by Commercial Broadway SkyTrain Station, right where the 99B line. So if you're out here as a student in UBC, just get on the 99B line, drops you off right in front of the Rio Theater doors. So Rio Theater this Friday, November 5th. Now, Alan Michaels, Michael Bublé, what are we going to hear from you first?
Well, I'm going to be starting it off with my feature song to the show, and that is Everything.
All right. Here it is on Cab Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
You're a fallen star, you're the getaway car, you're the line in the sand when I go too far. You're the swimming pool on an August day, and you're the perfect thing to say. And you play a card but it's kinda cute. Oh, when you smile at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend that you don't know it's true, 'cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you, it's you. You make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. You're a carousel, you're a wishing well, and you light me up when you ring my bell. You're a mystery, you're from outer space, you're every minute of my everyday. And I can't believe that I'm your man, and I get to kiss you, baby, just because I can. Whatever comes our way, oh, we'll see it through, and you know that's what our love can do. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. La 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 la. So la 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 la. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything, your every song, and I sing along, 'cause you're my everything. Yeah, yeah. So la 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 la. So la 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 la.
Alan Michaels singing Michael Bublé right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Half them.
We are going to get to some upcoming events just right around the corner, and we will be back with all three of these gentlemen for another song by each of them. But first, we're going to get to some more of Frank Sinatra's friends. We're going to get to Sammy Davis Jr. and the other guy, Dean Martin, right here.
Who was the fourth?
I don't know. No one knows the other guys. We're going to be back with these guys and much more right after this.
CITR has long been an ally of the local arts community. We sponsor festivals like the Vancouver International Film Festival, Queer Film Festival, and the Fringe Theater Festival. We also provide in-depth arts reporting on News 101 and the Arts Report. Make a donation to CITR's Fund Drive 2010 and help ensure that the local arts community has an independent media ally. Call 604-UBC-UNIT or visit CITR.ca to make your donation.
CITR Fund Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. Visit CITR.ca to learn more.
Here's a happy tune.
A happy tune.
You love the croon.
You love the groom.
They call it Dean's song.
You don't seem to understand.
Catchy as can be.
I must agree.
The melody.
The melody.
They call it Dean's song.
Looks like I'm gonna have to explain this thing. You don't dig this scene. I'm saying Dean. The song is Sam's song.
Sam, you're just a ham.
But Dean, here's the scam. The song was named after Sam.
Sam who?
Sam Houston.
Oh, may I say with pride, where I reside, they call it Dean's Song.
That's quite a group you got going for you too, pal.
There's no bigger choir that you could hire for singing Dean's Song.
They make the Mormon Tabernacle sound like a trio.
Sam, it's plain to see you're put out with me.
No, I'm just not singing along.
Tell you what I'll do, since you're a Jew, we'll call it Clyde's Song.
Clyde's Song?
Here's a happy tune.
It's a sweet melody, and I'm happy to say it was named after me, but he's calling it
Clyde's Song. Catchy as can be.
No, I don't like to beef, and I'm sorry to say that the man is a thief, but he's calling it
it's Clyde's Song. Nothing on your mind.
There's a lot on my mind, and I'm laying here saying you're being a guy because you're calling it
Clyde's Song.
My Italian friend, we have reached the end. We just don't seem to blend.
Sam, let's compromise. Hey, da, 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 da. We'll call it Sam's Song.
Did he say Sam's Song?
Ah, oh, well, let's give the ending a try. Yeah, but don't nobody tell Clyde. It's Sam's Song.
It's not Pete Epstein's song.
Sam's Song.
It's not Mona's song.
Sam's Song.
The only thing I know is that when this record come out, it better be called Sam's Song, or you're gonna get a nasty letter from my solicitor, Calhoun. That's Sam's Song.
Sam's Song.
I can't believe we're in Vegas for my bachelor party. This is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, trust me, man. It's only going to get better.
Hey. Hey, everyone. Everyone. Hey, I just wanted to say something. I just want to say thanks for coming. It means a lot to me. Donnie tells me we got a crazy night ahead of us.
Here,
so
here.
I just wanted to say one thing. Please be gentle with me.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yo, Donnie, you tell him about the surprise yet?
Surprise? What surprise?
Ah, shit. Well, I guess I gotta tell them now.
Yeah?
Look, me and the boys all chipped in and got you a little something-something.
No way.
But remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, everybody knows that, man. Oh, my God, I can't believe this is gonna happen.
Oh, shit, there it is.
It's here right now?
Damn right, right now. Open up the door, little boy.
Okay,
little boy.
Okay, I'll get it. I'll get it. Oh, my God, what is it?
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
All right, we're going to start off this week with our good friend Paul Anthony of Paul Anthony's Talent Time with his Halloween Hangover Show tomorrow night at the Biltmore Cabaret. That's Wednesday, November 3rd, tomorrow night at the Biltmore Cabaret, right at Kingsway and 12th. It's his Halloween Hangover Show. Halloween ain't over till Paul Anthony says it's over. With special guests, the Gorlesque Burlesque Beauty, Bloody Betty, accordion romantic Francois Laberge. Our in-studio guest Eli Williams will be there as well, doing some Elvis, as well as local superhero Shitty Batman, as well as a pumpkin carving contest and cover charge piñata. As well as there's co-host Ryan Beal and one-man house band Devin Loheed. So that is Paul Anthony's Talent Time Halloween Hangover tomorrow night at the Biltmore. Always a good time with Talent Time, so go check that out at the Biltmore tomorrow night. Moving over to Friday, we've been talking about it all night. Songs of Sinatra, a tribute by Rick Valiant. That's going to be at the Rio Theater. The Rio Theater at Commercial and Broadway, right across the street from Uncle Fetty's Pizza. You can check out, for more information, rickvaliant.com or www.riotheater.ca. Tickets are available on brownpapertickets.com. That's Songs of Sinatra, a tribute by Rick Valiant. Now, we're also joined live on the line by Warless vocalist Rika. Are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, there we are.
Hey, hey, Rock.
Hey, he said.
Hey.
There, he heard you. How are you tonight? Your phone is a
you
piece
there?
Of crap.
Hello?
That is good radio. Why don't you tell us about your show?
Okay, we got the show. I've got an art show coming up at Sitka Surf Shop. It's a collection I did for the show during the Olympics. It's of all some of the most popular surf breaks and beats.
Well, that's not working very well, so I'm just going to tell it for you. It's an art show at Sitka Surfboards, 1864 West 4th Avenue. Come out and smell the driftwood tonight to celebrate the supernatural coast of ours. Yes, it's going to raising money for the Surf Rider Foundation. Art inspired by some of the favored surf breaks and beaches on our coast. Yes, so come celebrate the West Coast with the Rika Surf Art Show. There's going to be art, silk screen, all sorts of stuff, and the best of all, it's free. So come check out some sweet art. That's going to be at the Sitka Surfboards, 1864 West 4th Avenue.
I love you, Rika.
Sorry, your phone wasn't very good, and we had to cut you off there, but that wasn't being very fun. We're going to close off upcoming events with Kitty Nights. Every Sunday night at the Biltmore Cabaret, Kitty Nights presents Cougar Fest. Yes, some of the hottest lady cougars in town are going to be on hand to shake their thing, including Bonnie Kilrow, Jenny Magenta, Shameless Lee, Burgundy Bricks, and E-Rock is going to be doing some stuff there as well, as well as Boy Toy Go-Go by Doc Chocolate and Chai Tea. So the Cougars will have some man candy to oogle and ogle as they do some go-go dancing on stage. As always, hosted by the Professor and tunes by me, DJ Teddy Smooth. Doors are at 8, show is at 9, and we dance all the way until 1 a.m. That is Kitty Nights presents Cougar Fest this Sunday at the Biltmore.
Can you call me Man Candy more often?
Man Candy.
That maybe could be my new nickname instead of E-Rock, just DJ Man Candy.
That could be your, if you just started DJing.
Right, gotta do that first.
DJ Man Candy, we're gonna put that aside for E-Rock, DJ Man Candy. Now, I know we're doing the Crooner and the King show, but I figured since Paul Anthony's doing a Halloween hangover that I get to play one more Halloween song as well. So here it is, Monsters in My Pants by the B-52s. We'll be back with Rick Valiant, Eli Williams, and Alan Michaels right after this. We'll be right back.
monster on the run, and it wants to have some fun. When it flies up in the air, all the people stop and stare. The guys give a yell, and the girls start to shriek when they see its giant claws and its razor-sharp beak.
Live here back in studio. This is CITR 101.9 FM. That was a little bit of Halloween music. I figured since Paul Anthony's having his Halloween hangover show at the Biltmore tomorrow night, I could get one more. Because I really wanted to play that song at Kitty Nights, but I ran out of time. So that was the B-52s with their hit. I don't know if it's a hit, actually. Monster in My Pants. Monster in My Pants.
A couple of those.
You have a couple of those? I'm not even going to ask. We are joined live in studio with Rick Valiant, Eli Williams, and Alan Michael. They're going to be presenting Songs of Sinatra, a tribute. Rick, now just in case someone's just tuning in, why don't you just quickly tell us, what is the tribute Songs of Sinatra? Where did it come from? Why is it put together like this?
It was just Sinatra back in the 60s. He had his variety show in, and he brought in different guests every week. And so I figured, let's go back to what Sinatra did and what he did best. And so I've been working on this show for a while and met all these gentlemen over the last couple of years, and it was just a good fit for what I was doing, and this is our premiere show tomorrow night, on Friday night, and Elvis, Sinatra, Bublé, and Buddy Holly, a good group. So we're going to start it out and see how it goes, and we're hoping that this is going to continue on. Well, we do have the following week at the Cascade Casinos, and that's where we want to be, in the casinos, and do that casino circuit. So we've got a good crew right now, and hopefully we'll see what happens. Everybody else is doing their own little thing as well, but I think once everybody sees what this can do, we get into the casinos, get our foot in the door, and maybe start doing the circuit and doing a few shows, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, in the future, are you going to keep it all kind of impersonator?
Tribute.
Tribute artists. Yeah.
Well, or are you going to bring in new artists?
No, I've got some new artists lined up.
Rotating
Drohan.
Artists.
Drohan, you know, I've talked to them about coming on the show, new and emerging artist around town, you know, cool. So give everybody a shot. And the Rio is a great venue to do this.
Big old stage.
Big old stage, mm-hmm. Big comfortable seats, and the best popcorn in town.
And if people want to get tickets to this show, they can go where?
Well, as I mentioned, for the Cabo Radio listeners tonight, because we're going to put on a special promotion for you, you can email me, rickvaliant@hotmail.com, get on the Cabo Radio VIP list, and you can pick up your tickets at the door for $10. Anyone else that's not on the list are going to be $15. You can also get them online at brownpapertickets.com or rickvaliant.com or theriotheater.ca. There's links to the tickets on there as well. Or just show up at the box office. The doors open at 7:15. Show is at 8 o'clock, so the tickets will be there. And as Teddy said, it's really good, easy access right at Commercial and Broadway. So hope to see you all there. We're going to put on a great show for you.
All right. Well, let's hear another tribute to Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
What are we going to hear now?
We're going to hear That's Life. That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that too. When I'm back on top in June, I said that's life. Funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on my dream, but I don't let
I don't let it get me down. Cause this final world, it just keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. Now if there's nothing come shaking this here July, I'm gonna jump on a big bird and then I'm gonna fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. Now if there's nothing come shaking this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My.
There you go, a little bit of Frank Sinatra, and you'll have a few more of those songs on Friday night down at the Rio.
Here at CITR, we do our best to keep up with the times. Yes, we too are disappointed by the lack of flying cars and hoverbikes in 2010. But one thing we are doing is our library digitization project. This means we'll be able to look up and find your quests in the blink of an eye, that we won't have to worry about what happens when our out-of-print Cub CDs disintegrate, and that we'll be able to have more music catalog than our limited physical space could ever accommodate. So, between November 16th and 25th, donate to CITR's Fun Drive and help us leap into the future.
CITR Fun Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. Visit CITR.ca to learn more.
Factory farm created monsters, mad cow, or bird flu.
You got it!
Okay, hey, you're talking about a lot of...
Without CITR filling the airways, that's what you would hear. Vancouver would lose an essential source of independent and diverse music and spoken word programming. And we know that commercial radio doesn't play what we play. Vancouver would lose multicultural programming, community and student access to media, and all the shows and events CITR sponsors. But really, we don't want to imagine this world. So support CITR during this fund drive. Call 604-822-8648. 604 UBC Unit, or online at citr.ca/donate. The unique sounds of CITR Radio are possible only through your continued support. Call 604-822-8648, 604 UBC Unit, or online at citr.ca/donate.
CITR Fun Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. Visit citr.ca to learn more.
Oh, yes. Don't forget about our upcoming CITR Fun Drive coming up in November. We are trying to raise $30,000 this year, so make sure you tune in second and third week of November when we'll be collecting donations to help support CITR with administration stuff, getting new equipment, all sorts of cool things that bring you cool programs such as ours, like Cab Radio. third-rate entertainment, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, we need to keep this kind of entertainment live on the air, so make sure you stick around and listen up for more news on that, because we'll be asking for donations. We're trying to raise 30 grand this year. We raised 28,000 and something last year, so we're trying to beat it by a couple thousand dollars this year.
That was good last year. It was a good time. We hope that our podcast will be up this time, though, so we can get a few more callers.
Yeah, it'll be nice. It was all good. Speaking of podcasts, if you do want to pick up this podcast, as well as any of our other podcasts, you can do that at citr.ca. Under shows, under the letter C, we're right there at the top, Cabber Radio. You can pick up any of the shows, including this one, on the next day. This is episode, I believe, 76, so check out any of the episodes, including our Vegas show way back in the day. We have E-Rock's Talent Showcase. We have You Pick the Playlist, all sorts of cool shows. We do something a little bit different every week, as well as you can pick up the podcast on iTunes. Just search the iTunes store. Just look under CITR-Cabber Radio. Live in studio here, we are welcoming our guests, Alan Michaels, Eli Williams, and Rick Valiant. They'll be at the Rio Theater this November 5th, this Friday, singing Songs of Sinatra tribute. Of course, Alan Michaels is doing Michael Bublé. Rick Valiant is doing Frank Sinatra, and Eli Williams is doing Elvis Presley. Now, Eli, where can people find you online, or do you have any of that kind of stuff if they want to hear more of you or learn more about you?
Absolutely, I'm on Facebook under Eli Williams. My website's elitigerman.weebly.com.
Tigerman. Okay. Yeah. There's a question there.
It's a long story.
Okay. We won't go there. Maybe say the name one more time.
It's elitigerman.weebly.com.
Okay. Now we're going to hear one more Elvis tribute from you. What are we going to hear on this one?
We're going to hear a medley that Elvis did in the 68 Comeback Special.
Sounds good. Here it is on CITR 101.9 FM.
Since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel. And I'll be, I'll feel so lonely, baby. I'll feel so lonely. I'll feel so lonely, they could die. The bosses keep flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. They've been so long on Lonely Street, and never leave a look back. And I feel, feel so lonely, baby. Feel so lonely. I feel so lonely every time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't ever coming, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, creeping at my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't ever coming, and you ain't no friend of mine. Ah. I'm all shook up, hey, yeah. Oh, well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I mention like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends think I'm acting white as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up, hey, yeah. Oh, well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have this look? I'm in love. I'm all shook up, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. I'm at a girl, I love this. My heartbeat, so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. I wonder she like that. Lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah, I'm all shook up.
Eli Williams with this tribute to Elvis, a little bit of medley from '68.
I want your babies, Elvis.
Now, if you remember off the top of the show, I talked about how I was at a hotel in Japan doing a lounge singer show.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And one time when I was there, some Japanese ladies, they were having like a private dinner, and they thought I looked like Elvis. So they got the hotel manager, they got them to bring me into the room, and I was like in my uniform, so I didn't really look too Elvis-y. But they got me to sing Love Me Tender in a karaoke machine while they stuffed money into my chest.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Did you get to keep the money?
I did get
well,
to keep the money.
That's
so
the important thing. Right?
That is the important thing in that story, is that I got to keep the money. We are going to be right back with Alan Michaels' tribute to Michael Bublé right after this.
Hello there, this is Luke Meat, music director at CITR 101.9 FM, and I love money. It's all about the bread. I love to eat it. You should pledge to CITR's 2010 Fund Drive because anyone can get involved in CITR. Anyone. This is your radio station. Own your frequency, CITR 101.9 FM. Dial 822-8648. That's 822-UNIT. Get the money.
Live back here in studio, this is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name is Teddy Smooth. E-Rock.
Yo, yo, yo.
DJ Man Candy.
Man Candy. Damn, I'm sweet, baby.
Although you did a DJ for Screaming Chicken, so I guess...
Yeah, dude.
And I guess technically we're called DJs.
Back.
So DJ Man Candy, dubbed here right on Cab Radio this Tuesday night. Next week, we are going to be doing our Remembrance Day show. We're going to be actually looking back throughout the years and remembering some music from the past year. So we'll be going through all the years of music and hopefully getting a good selection for you there. And also, last year, we recorded some Remembrance Day, what are they, poems?
Yes,
they're considered poems, the...
In Flanders Field.
Flanders Field. And we had our good friend Duncan Shields read them. And the day of the show, E-Rock's computer crashed and died, and we lost everything for a while. So we did end up getting the stuff back. So we're going to have some Remembrance Day poetry next week, as well as remembering back some music.
And remembering back to the death of the computer.
Your computer, which still hasn't been revived.
Yes, that's really what the Remembrance Day is all about.
Now, this Friday, there is a tribute Songs of Sinatra at the Rio Theater put on by Valiant Entertainment, including what you just heard just before that commercial. We had Eli Williams with some Elvis. We had Rick Valiant doing some Frank Sinatra, and as well as Alan Michaels, who is here live in studio, going to be doing some Bublé.
That's right, and the one I'm going to be doing was done about a year ago or so when Michael actually broke up with his girlfriend, I believe almost fiancé at that time.
They were, yes,
and,
tragic.
It was very tragic, and he was really down on himself about it, so he kind of had this one done sort of as a motivation not only to himself but to every single guy who's had his heart broken and thinks that there isn't somebody out there for him. Of course there is, you just haven't met him yet.
Everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stop keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get. Mm. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And somehow I know that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right and we'll be united. And I know that we can be so amazing. And being in your life is gonna change me. And now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out. And I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get. Than I get, than I get, than I get. Oh, you know it'll all turn out. And you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. Yeah, I just haven't met you yet. I just still haven't met you yet. Whoa, promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. Some good day, yeah. I just haven't met you yet.
Alan Michaels. With his tribute to Michael Bublé here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. A tribute, Songs of Sinatra, this Friday, November 5th at the Rio Theater. Get your tickets at www.riotheater.ca or www.rickvaliant.com or brownpapertickets.com. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming out this Tuesday. And
thank you, Teddy.
Two crooners and a king.
Two crooners and a king.
Two crooners and a king.
What about Buddy?
And we're going to have Buddy Holly is also going to be during the show. And you have this show, and then you also on Friday, and then when's your next show?
Next show after this is at the Cascade Casino on November the 14th, a Sunday night, out in Langley. And that's our first big gig out in the casinos. And hopefully that's going to lead to some bigger things for us. But we're starting off at the Rio on Friday night. And don't forget... if you want your Cabo Radio tickets at $10 to get in, just email me, rickvaliant@hotmail.com. I'll put you on the VIP list, and you can pick up your tickets at the door for $10 special price for Cabo Radio listeners tonight.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Teddy.
Thank you.
Rock.
And we're going to listen to another song by another man of the crooner era, and then we're going to come back and say goodbye here on Cab Radio. So here it is, another medley, this one by Bobby Darin, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
I should like to soften things just a little bit and do a medley of ballad for you. Imagine a guy and his gal sitting on the park bench around 9:30, quarter to 10 in the evening, and they're a young couple, rather romantically involved. And the boy gets a little carried away by the moonlight, so he decides to tell his girl just how he feels about it. And he leans over and he delicately and sensitively whispers into his girl's earlobe.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yes, a rub dub just relaxing in the tub. I'm thinking everything was all right. You know, I stepped out the tub, I put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me, then I opened the door and splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? It was a splishing and a splashing, feeling the feeling, moving and a grooving. And then we sang somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on Tommy Sands and watches the ships, I couldn't resist it, that go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it is near beyond the moon. And I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. Alone in the world, lived a poor little land, as sweet a young thing as you'd find. And both her parents had gone to their final reward, leaving little Annie behind. She made some artificial flowers, she made artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of so loyalty to wear. She made artificial flowers, you know those dum-dum flowers, fashioned from Annie's despair. In a cavern or down by a canyon, excavating, ooh, for a mine, where there lived a miner from South Carolina and his daughter, chubby Clementine. One more once, oh my darling, 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 sweet Clementine. You may be gone, but you ain't never gonna be forgotten. Fare thee well.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt of loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Shot it at your heart, so if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. That'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day.
I'm back here live in studio, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name is Teddy Smooth.
Hi, Teddy Smooth.
Your name is...
E-Rock.
No.
DJ Man Candy.
Welcome back in studio. We are just about done here tonight. I'm coming up on Cab Radio After Dark. Figured we had the crooners going and the king, but we're going to do Sinatra 80th Live in Concert. 15 Sinatra songs that take you all the way until the morning time when Suburban Jungle comes on the air. Hopefully
nice
our CD player will work this time. Mm-hmm. I think I've got it. I think I've got it on lockdown.
That was weird. It needed to take a little break, I guess.
It did.
Earlier.
I don't know. The whole studio was a bit funny tonight. Hopefully...
things happen, though. Like we've said before, live radio, third-rate entertainment. I mean, what do you expect coming here?
Well, that's why we need you guys to help support CITR in November for our fund drive, because then we can get new equipment and fix equipment and do all sorts of things to make sure that we bring you different and variety here on CITR.
And perhaps next year, first-rate entertainment.
One can dare to dream. Dare to dream. Well, that's it for us. Next week, we'll be doing our Remembrance Day show. Mm-hmm. We'll be remembering songs from throughout history. See how far back we can go.
Nice.
We'll also have some Remembrance Day poetry by Duncan Shields that was supposed to be on the show last year but wasn't because of E-Rock's computer dying.
We have our new upcoming events.
All sorts of fun stuff. And 2 weeks from now, E-Rock will be doing a solo show.
Which I've got a couple ideas in the brew, but I'm going to keep that a surprise till next week.
So make sure you stick around for Cab Radio next Tuesday night at 11, and every Tuesday forever and ever after that.
Forever.
Forever.
And ever. And ever. Your kids will be taking care of this show.
Yeah, my kid. Teddy Smooth Jr. Teddy Smooth, or actually Reggie. Reggie Smooth.
Reggie Smooth.
Reggie Smooth. It'll be someone that looks like me, but with a mustache.
You never know.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Cab Radio. Again, if you're around on Friday, go check out Rick Valiant and the Boys, Songs of Sinatra, tribute at the Rio Theater this Friday. Doors at 7:15, show is at 8 p.m.
Mm.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm going to leave you with Florence and the Machine. Not
sleep
quite
tight.
Croonerish, but a fun song nonetheless.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
See you next week.
Keep it between the sheets. Well, not always.
Between the sheets.
Sometimes on the counter is fun.
Some dry humping between the sheets?
Safe sex.
Just move the sheets. Just get in there.
Happiness. She hid around corners and she hid under beds. Clock CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you